You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Pet parents, this is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today is your lucky day and our lucky episode. Shamrock cookies, green smoothies, and pup cakes topped with green icing coming up next. Everything St. Patty's Day for your special pup after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. If you're one of our loyal listeners, you know that we love themed shows, and we love the holidays even more. If you listened to our Valentine's Day special last month, you probably ended up making some tasty treats that involved hearts and lots of natural red food coloring. The holidays are always a good excuse for baking something yummy and dressing up your dogs, right? Well, St. Patty's Day is upon us, and since it's such a fun holiday, we certainly don't want to forget our pups. Just a little bit of history, because I always want you to learn something useful, of course. St. Patrick's Day actually began as a religious feast for the patron saint of Ireland. Now it's become an international holiday where people across the globe celebrate Irish culture with yummy food and, of course, lots and lots of green everything. So as you guessed, all of the treats we talk about today are green and, of course, really healthy. So how exactly do we color our treats green? Now, before you run and grab your artificial food coloring, there are a few things to consider. During our last episode, I shared some natural alternatives to the stuff with harsh chemicals. We talked about fruits and veggies that produce color naturally and how exactly to extract that color for baking purposes. Yellow number 5, blue number 1, and red number 40 are three of the most popular dyes that are approved by the FDA. They are used in a lot of different foods, beverages, candies, and even pet treats. But did you know that food dyes contain ingredients that are derived from petroleum, which is the same thing that goes into gasoline? And with that said, I think we can all agree that we don't ever want to feed our dogs anything that resembles gasoline. Some of the chemicals used in artificial dyes have also been linked to causing tumors. I don't know about you, but I certainly don't want to take any chances, especially with my beloved dogs. Now, making your own food coloring doesn't have to be a daunting task, especially if you just focus on one color at a time. Now, did you know that you can actually use real food to color your goodies? It's actually really, really easy and, of course, much healthier, especially for your dog. First, you can take the easy way out and purchase an all-natural vegetable dye online. They run about $30 for two colors, and all you have to do is search all-natural food coloring, and you'll find a couple of different brands out there. The other way to make this happen is to grab some colorful veggies and get to work yourself. So of course, today I'm sharing all of the different ways you can create a vibrant green color that is naturally occurring in some foods. The two foods that I recommend for making your own green food coloring to use specifically for dog treats is spinach and green peas. And we'll talk about some others later, but these are my two favorites. Fresh spinach is best, and frozen peas are just fine to use. Both of these foods will give you a pretty vibrant green color to add some Irish pizzazz to your homemade goodies. Now, to get that color from these veggies, you can boil them down to get the concentrated color in liquid form, or you can actually puree the vegetables and mix it right into the treat mixture. Now, for the boil method, you'll need to boil the veggie in water. Use the following recipe: one part natural dye ingredient, whichever one you're using, to three parts water. You'll simmer over low to medium heat until you're happy with the dye color, which is going to take about 20 minutes. Make sure you're stirring occasionally. You don't want it too watery, so you may need to boil at medium heat for a little longer, just to get rid of some of those chunks and pieces. Then you'll strain through a mesh strainer. Now, we all know that dogs love green beans, right? Green beans are a great source of plant fiber, vitamin K, and also vitamin C. If your dog has a tendency to put on a little weight or is currently a little overweight, then replacing some of their regular food with green beans is a great low-calorie snack. And it's also great for including in the treats that you're making for St. Patrick's Day. So if you're using them in cookies, it's easy to monitor exactly what's going into the treat, and you know they're healthy. Another way to naturally color your treats is by using liquid chlorophyll, which is something we've never really talked about on this show. Chlorophyll is actually the green pigment found in chloroplasts of algae and plants. And if you think back to science class, you'll probably remember that chlorophyll is necessary in the process of photosynthesis, which we know helps plants absorb energy from light sources. Something you may or may not know is that chlorophyll is actually very beneficial for humans and pets. Now, you didn't know you were going to get a history and science lesson today, did you? So what exactly are the benefits of chlorophyll? Well, it can help with digestion. It also cleanses the blood and neutralizes odors. Do any of you know any stinky dogs out there? This could help. Chlorophyll is safe for dogs, but of course you would want to check with your vet before introducing anything new into their diet. So you're probably wondering where one can purchase chlorophyll. Well, you can actually find it at most health food stores and also online. Online, you can get 16 fluid ounces for less than $10, which is really not a bad deal when you're helping to improve the health of your pup and making pretty green treats. So stick that in your back pocket and we'll revisit how to use it later in the show. Well, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with some really fun and easy recipes for green treats for St. Patty's Day.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Hi, I'm Dana Humphrey, also known as the Pet Lady. I travel from coast to coast to pet trade shows and consumer events to scout out what the hottest, hippest, and most unique pet products are on the planet, bringing you tips and tricks from top veterinarians, groomers, trainers on how to safely travel and live happily with your pets. The Pet Lady will be in a city near you, showing off the latest and greatest tech pet gadgets, cozy comforts, and fab gift ideas for man's and woman's best friend. You can learn more at thepetlady.net or connect socially and tweet with me at Pet Lady World.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika, Kate Abbott, and Petra Burke. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared what you need to get started with making your own all-natural green food coloring for your lucky green treats this St. Patty's Day. Let's recap. Vegetables like spinach, peas, and green beans are healthy and they add a pop of green color to your festive treats. You can also add mint or parsley for fresh breath. And who doesn't need that? We talked about using liquid chlorophyll as well, and I also shared some of the health benefits of using it in your treats. Now, let's talk recipes, the best part of the show. First up, frozen spinach pops. So if you're lucky enough to be listening from somewhere that is already showing signs of spring, chances are your pup is ready for some refreshing frozen treats. These frozen spinach pops are easy to make, they are healthy, tasty, and of course, they'll end up being green. So to make these frozen pops, you're going to start with 1 cup spinach, 2 teaspoons of coconut oil, and 1/4 cup chicken broth or water. Blend all ingredients in your blender or food processor. Then slowly pour the mixture into ice cube trays, or you can actually use candy molds in different shapes to get a fun-shaped frozen treat. So if you have a candy mold in the shape of a shamrock or maybe a dog paw, those would be really fun to use. Freeze for just a few hours until they're solid, and then pop out and serve. You can also make the same treat with kale, which is super healthy. Just substitute 1 cup spinach for 1 cup kale. Now, while you have your blender out, go ahead and make something for you and your pup to share. Our green smoothie for sharing is so healthy. You'll need 2 cups baby spinach leaves, 1 cup strawberries, 1 banana, and also some water to thin out the mixture. You'll blend thoroughly in your blender or juicer and serve immediately. You can pour yourself a big glass of your smoothie and then pour a little into your pup's bowl and enjoy together. Next up, we'll talk about cookies, and that would be green cookies, of course. For green shamrock cookies, you'll need the following. 2 cups whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour or gluten-free flour of your choice. 1 egg, 1/2 cup fresh mint leaves, and 1/2 cup fresh parsley, both for fresh breath, and 1/4 cup of chicken broth, or you can just use water. Now, for these fun cookies, you will need a shamrock or four-leaf clover cookie cutter. You can pick one of those up at any craft store, or you can order online. Start by preheating your oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, so we first want to prepare our greens. This is going to be our green mixture that makes the dough green. Using your blender or a food processor, combine the mint, the parsley, and 1/4 cup of chicken broth or water until you have smooth green juice. Next, you'll add that green juice to the flour and mix it in well. Then you'll beat the egg separately and add that to the mixture and mix well. Now you may need to get your hands in there to form a ball of dough. You'll gradually add in the water or the chicken broth if you're using it, if the dough is too dry. And you can just gradually add that in and kind of get a feel for how much it needs. Your ball of dough should be green at this point, which is really cool. Now place your dough on a well-floured surface using the flour of your choice and roll it out about 1/4 inch thick. Be sure to keep your rolling pin floured very well to prevent that dough from sticking to it. Now using your shamrock cookie cutter, go ahead and cut out your cookies and then place them on a nonstick baking sheet. You'll bake them for about 15 to 20 minutes, just depending on the size of your treats and how much crunch your dog prefers. If you used a larger shamrock cutter, you'll probably need to bake them for a little bit longer, closer to 20 minutes. The smaller mini-sized treats will be ready in about 15 minutes. Now, once they're ready, go ahead and take them out of the oven and allow them plenty of time to cool before you serve them to your pups. Now, the next one we're whipping up is a batch of pup cakes with green icing and a special topper. For this recipe, you will need 1 egg, 1/4 cup peanut butter, and I like to use the all-natural creamy kind, 1/2 cup of honey, 1 cup shredded carrots, and 1 cup whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour or gluten-free flour if you prefer. Make sure you preheat your oven to 350 degrees this time. Line a muffin tin with green or St. Patty's Day liners or whatever you prefer. If you'd like to make them without the liners, grease the tin with coconut oil. And now if you do plan on serving them at a party, just a little side note, you may want to just grease the tin and make them more like muffins without the liners, because sometimes if you have overeager pups, they will eat the liners. So you want to make sure that that doesn't happen. So if you do use the liners, just before you serve them, take them out of the liners. Or just for ease, you can make them without. Just a little side note. So next, you will combine the egg and peanut butter and honey. Remember, all of our wet ingredients we like to mix in first together. Mix those in a large bowl, and you can blend well by hand, or you can always use your stand mixer. Stir in the carrots and then mix thoroughly, and then you'll start to fold the flour into the carrot mixture. So you have that 1 cup of flour, just start to fold that in. Spoon the cake batter into your greased pan or into the liners. And then you'll bake in the preheated oven for 30 minutes. These take a little bit longer than your cookies. Now, while your pup cakes are baking away, take this time to go ahead and make your green icing. This icing recipe is very easy, and all you need is your plain Greek yogurt. I like to use that because it's healthier and it's a little bit thicker. And that liquid chlorophyll we talked about earlier. 2 cups of yogurt is usually plenty to ice all of your pupcakes. And to that 2 cups of yogurt, you can add 1/8 teaspoon of liquid chlorophyll, gradually adding more for a brighter green. And if you're using your icing bag and tip to frost your pupcakes, you may want to add just a little bit of arrowroot powder, or sometimes it's called arrowroot starch, to your icing mixture. And this actually helps to thicken it up, and it's very healthy. It's just a nice way to make your icing a little thicker to make it easier to control through the icing bag. By now, your timer should be going off. You can take the pupcakes out of the oven, let them cool in the pan, and then place them onto a wire rack to cool completely. Now, this part's very, very important. Once they're completely cool, I mean completely cool to the touch, it's time to frost them. So we certainly don't want the icing melting into the pupcakes. We want the icing to stay where it belongs. After that, you can top it with something green, and I choose a piece of broccoli. You can choose whatever you want that is healthy for dogs, anything green of your choice, but I think a little piece of broccoli on top would be very cute. So it's up to you. Well, that is it. Those are all of our recipes for today, for St. Patrick's Day, making it our lucky episode. We are out of time, but we'd like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please post pictures of your creations from the show and tag us for a chance to be featured. We always love to see them. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.